I've seen signs out here. Marry me, Scott Erickson. Another one, marry me, Chuck. Another one, the day justice was done. Here's one we're coming up now. It says, baby, it's gold, but our chili dog was hot. Okay, I'll try my... wait a minute now.
Here's it, Roger's call.
Got to find my other mic. Oh, they're rocking to my music. I think they hear me at the moment. Cut the music down again, Mr. Engineer.
There's Gary Glitter.
All right, are you ready? Here goes the test. Ladies and gentlemen, the Minnesota Twins!
Nicely done, Roger. We'll check in with Roger again in a few moments. Telly Mamayak is with us before our business news. Telly?
Yes, I'm at the corner of 4th Street and 5th Avenue South. I'm in a crowd of absolutely nuts fans. And I'm standing next to a gentleman. His name is Kevin Farrell. He's from Maplewood. And right now, he is slapping Jack Morris's hand. He has been trying to hit every one of the Twins players today because he's been to all the Twins games this year. And, of course, all the crowd is, like, pressing in on all the pickup trucks as they go by, and the police are having a little hard time keeping them in control. Now, Kevin, you've been to all the Twins games?
Most of them, yeah, most of the World Series playoff games.
Now, why are you here today?
Because it's great. It's once in a lifetime. It's top of the world. Life is nice.
We won three.
We want another one.
You want a third World Series championship.
It's like an addiction. You want more. It gets better every...
Now, you were trying to clap everybody's hands today, right?
I saw everybody there. This is a party for everybody. Everybody should enjoy it. It's great.
Thank you, Telly.
Well, you heard it here. Kevin Farrell, his voice already hoarse, like most people here today, is screaming and throwing
this
confetti.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. Economic worries are growing. I'm Vicki Kelly. Details in a moment.
It's Friday afternoon, and your boss calls you into his office. He gives you the bad news. After years of doing a great job, you never thought it could happen to you. But just like that, it did. What do you do now? You get the National Business Employment Weekly. Every week in every issue, the National Business Employment Weekly tells you about hundreds of top jobs and top companies at top salaries open right now. Week after week, issue after issue, the National Business Employment Weekly gives you no-nonsense advice that can help you land one of those choice jobs. And week after week, issue after issue, authoritative articles help you get more money, more security, more satisfaction in the job you now have. Pick up the National Business Employment Weekly at your newsstand or get 8 issues by first-class mail for $35 by calling toll-free 800-228-5500. The National Business Employment Weekly. In today's economy, there's more reason than ever to read it. Call 800-228-5500 now.
We're losing more confidence in the future of the economy. The Conference Board says consumer confidence fell sharply last month, down to recession levels. And it shows more people are more pessimistic about the next 6 months. Fewer expect business conditions or the employment situation to improve. Several big companies are making big changes that will translate into a loss of jobs. Warner Lambert says it's taking a series of actions to strengthen its competitive share. It includes a major restructuring of worldwide operations, and that includes plans to cut its workforce by about 2,700 over the next 5 years. Tenneco will be laying off more workers. Some 5,000 already have been let go this year. Tenneco reports it lost a record amount of money in the third quarter, $693 million. The Dow Jones Industrials are up 2 points now at 3047. December gold closed up 30 cents at 361.10. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
Hi, this is Tom Hutchinson with the Concerned Pet Owners Network with a question for pet owners.
Are you concerned about your pet's well-being? Stop by your local Concerned Pet Owners retail store or veterinarian's office. Take the quiz and become a member of the Concerned Pet Owners group. There's no charge. You'll receive free educational materials and $50 in valuable coupons. Call 1-800-733-7104. In the metro area, call a connection.
This is Tom reminding you, Concerned Pet Owners shop where people know about pets.
Listen closely. This week only, take your choice of a select group of 1991 brand new Sedan DeVilles. One price, only $26,990. Buy now. Rebates end this week at Wally McCarthy's Cadillac in Roseville.
Tim Russell with Ted Robinson, continuing coverage of the World Champion Twins Victory Parade and Salute.
They're inching slowly that last block or so, it looks, down fourth to try and get into the dome to start the program. And Mike Woodley is in the Twins dugout at the dome. How's it in there, Mike?
We're about half full, Ted. There's a big crowd on here, about half full of capacity. It's in the football configuration. And there's a stage out in the 50-yard line with Homer Hankey's adorning the podium. Bob Casey is the man behind the public address system today, and he just gave his familiar and popular no smoking in the Metrodome. They got the Rocking Hollywoods here playing. They got the Viking cheerleaders, the Gopher cheerleaders, the Electric Stars, and several marching bands from local high schools. And they're getting ready to welcome their team here in the Dome.
Okay, Mike, we'll look forward to your reports as the afternoon continues from the Metrodome. That's Mike Woodley. He'll be on the scene. And Roger Erickson is just leading the troops to the Metrodome. Charlie Boone has just returned. We're going to the news in about a minute or so. But
This was the biggest crowd I've ever seen, I'll tell you.
And the Minneapolis crowd, a little more enthusiastic.
A little more enthusiastic. They were enthusiastic in St. Paul, but this was the bigger city crowd, of course. And it was fun.
You guys did a terrific job, and we'll continue with the fun after news here on WCCO. That's coming up next. Continuing coverage of the World Champion Minnesota Twins Victory Parade on WCCO Radio, radio home of the Minnesota Twins.
Remember all the fun we had when the game was done? I was pretty sad. Can't we give it another go? X, 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 and O, O, O. Three little letters in a row. When we played tic-tac-toe.
The Minnesota State Lottery is bringing back one of your sentimental favorites, Tic-Tac-Toe 2. Just get three X's or O's in any row, column, or diagonal, and you win up to $10,000 instantly.
I found another just like you by the name of Tic-Tac-Toe 2. Once again, I can have fun. Lots of prizes to be won. What a break for a guy like me from the Minnesota State Lottery.
Lottery players must be 18 years of age or older.
WCCO Radio News, Ray Christensen reporting. The twin parades for the World Champ Twins have been almost on schedule despite uncooperative weather and swarming crowds. There are as many people just outside the Metrodome as the sellout crowd inside, where CCO Radio's Brooke Alvin is waiting.
I am indeed, Ray, and the magic of the Dome continues today as the Twins' victory salute is scheduled to start just about 5 minutes from now. It looks like the Twins have arrived or something is happening because I'm right outside the Dome and a lot of cheers I can already hear from down below. So a lot of excitement. All the $1 tickets have been sold, as you mentioned, but there are some postseason scalpers, I guess you could say, outside trying to get those $1 tickets sold, and I'm sure a lot of fans would like them. The seats here at the Dome are filling up, as I mentioned, a lot of excitement, a lot of smiles. It's almost a holiday atmosphere with youngsters out of school and business people off from work. One of those persons who took off from work today, happily, is Mike Moore of Rochester. He took the day off to come up to see the Twins, and Mike, you mentioned you've been a long-time Twins fan.
I've been a long-time Twins fan. I mean, it was unbelievable. Back when I was a little kid, you know, living in Ridgefield, I remember Tony Oliva coming by and signing autographs to the apartment complex that we lived in. I've loved the Twins. I mean, I've got Harmon Killebrew's autograph. I've been a Twins fan through the lean years, and it's just so great to see him do it all again.
And again, we thank Mike Moore for joining us now. We are a lot of excitement again, as I mentioned, and a lot of fans are here excited to just, when you hear stories like that, you realize celebrations like this are all the more powerful. Victory Salute set to begin in just minutes. We'll keep you updated on that. Reporting live for the Metrodome, Brooke Alvin, WCCO Radio News.
And there is other news. The Wisconsin Assembly has voted to override Governor Thompson's veto of a state aid increase for rural highway maintenance projects. It's the first time this fall that enough Republicans joined Democrats to produce the two-thirds vote needed to override a veto. If the Senate also finds the vote necessary, it would be the first of Thompson's vetoes the legislature has overridden in more than 5 years. The Assembly voted 74-22 to override the highway project's veto as town officials from across Wisconsin gathered in Madison for a convention. 18 Republicans joined 56 Democrats on the override. The chairman of the Assembly Transportation Committee, Representative Donald Hassenorl of Pittsville, says the override won't break the bank. He says the funding is available for the road work, but Assembly Minority Leader David Prosner of Appleton says there's only $2.6 million to spare in the state transportation fund.
Farmer activists plan to make a mass buy of milk today from a Winona grocery store and give it away to demonstrate what they call unfair federal dairy policy. Instead of dumping milk, as members of Minneapolis-based citizens organizations Acting Together did a couple of months ago, demonstrators will give it away to consumers and to food shelves in Winona and St. Charles. Spokeswoman Margie Huerrett says the idea is to garner consumer understanding. COACT's main protest is low prices paid to farmers for their milk, an issue being debated in Congress. They also say farmers and consumers are being victimized by food processing companies, which are making millions while family farmers are being forced out of business. CBS coming up in a minute and a half on CCO, and we'll check in with Mike for the weather in 1 minute.
This is Charlie Boone talking with Dr. Thomas Ault of the Ault Cosmetic Surgery Center. Dr. Ault, do men have cosmetic surgery as often as women?
Actually, in my practice, men have it more often because we do so many hair transplants. But excluding that procedure, there are probably two women to every man that have the other cosmetic surgical procedures done, like facelift and eye lift.
Yeah. What age would a man or a woman consider having a facelift or an eye lift?
Well, age actually isn't the important factor. It's how you look, and it's dependent upon your genetics and depending upon how much sun exposure you have had. We've talked about this before, Charlie. I think people should be looking at themselves critically at age 45 to 50 for eye lifts and about the same age or 50 for facelifts. So if people wait until they're 60, they've lost some good years of their life that they can appreciate their cosmetic surgery.
For more information about cosmetic surgery, call the Ault Cosmetic Surgery Center at 936-0920. That's Dr. Thomas Ault.
In the CCO Weather Center, here is Dr. Lynch.
Well, call it a Twins miracle, but we actually had a little sunshine this afternoon in the Twin Cities, getting a few breaks in the clouds right now, but still mainly cloudy through tonight. It's going to be colder and windy. We'll see some showers, possibly flurries. High today about 35, low tonight 24. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, but a high only of 30 degrees. Right now, with mainly cloudy skies, 35 degrees.
Ray Christensen reporting news you want, people you know. WCCO Radio 830, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
There's the set, and his first pitch to Larkin. Swung on, there it is, a long fly ball into left center field. And it is going to be a hit for Gene Larkin. Gladden scores, and once again, the Minnesota Twins are baseball's world champions for the second time in 5 years. It's the world champion Minnesota Twins, and the crowd loves it.
Happy Eagles! I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
Tim Russell and Ted Robinson continuing coverage of the Minnesota Twins victory salute on the Minnesota Twins radio network. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. The parade, Ted Robinson, a spectacular success in St. Paul and in Minneapolis.
And it's just about wrapping up there. Flowing real close to the dome right now, and Telly Mamayak is with Kevin Tappany. Go ahead, Telly.
Kevin Tappany went by me. Things are getting, I'm afraid to say, a little bit ugly down here. It's just kind of a really wild crowd, and the cops are starting to get kind of pushy with the people because they've been really pushing against the trucks, trying to protect the Twins players, the police are. So I understand that. So I wasn't able to get to Kevin Tappany. I was going to ask him, though, what he thought of this parade versus the one in St. Paul. And from all things that I could see, the one here certainly was just as good, if not better. Quite a turnout. Thousands of people. There's confetti all over the pavement here. I'm about a block away from the dome, and now things have freed up a little bit because the parade has just passed, and now people actually breathe, but it got kind of squished there for a while as people were pressing. It was kind of like at a rock concert where people pressed forward toward the stage. That's what they were doing here at the parade, and unfortunately I wasn't able to get to Kevin Tappany to talk to him about his experiences here today. Did talk with Greg Gagne a little earlier. A lot of excited faces, both in the crowd and on those pickup trucks today. Everything seems to be pretty much orderly, you know, in spite of a little bit of pushing. I don't think anything real drastic happened as far as like the last time around back in 87 with the fires and the confetti and all of that. So right now people are milling and pushing toward the dome right now, and that's where I'm headed.
All right.
Thank you, Telly Mamayak. Telly Mamayak is broadcasting from the parade route. And just to set the scene, we had a parade through St. Paul. It was a great success. It worked its way over to Minneapolis. And things were working along pretty smoothly. They got, Ted, to about Marquette and 4th Street, working toward the Metrodome, and then the path got a little narrow.
Yeah, the home stretch was very tight. A lot of folks pressing into 4th Street, and I believe they stopped the route for a moment or so to get the people parted, and now it looks like they've finally broken that logjam, and they are getting the players' vehicles up into the Metrodome parking lot so the players can get inside the dome.
Eric Escala is with us from the Metrodome.
And if I'm not mistaken, Gladden's one of the last units in. And he's waving and holding up a newspaper headline of the Twins win newspaper. And I think, fellas, we're just about there. Metrodome program was supposed to start at 2 o'clock, and I suppose they're going to wait until everybody gets in. Here's Chili Davis coming in. He and Scotty Erickson have changed headgear now. You see that? Chili's got a Minneapolis police hat on. Chili kind of likes to have a good time, doesn't he, Teddy? Theodore. Chili Davis holding up a newspaper, getting a lot of nice fan reaction. He's got a Homer hanky, I think, in his hand as well. Greg Gagne had the most unique headwear, though. You guys were talking about it. He's got a Twins championship sweatshirt tied around his head. Police car coming through, and I think we're about at the end of it, Ted and Tim. Back to you. I think the parade is all but completed out here on the street in front of the dome.
Okay, thank you very much. Eric Escala with us on WCCO. We'll go to the Metrodome, Ted Robinson, and we'll check in with Mike Woodley in just a few moments. And before we take a break, we want to get a regional forecast from meteorologist Mike Lynch. Michael.
Things are looking pretty good. Actually, a Twins miracle, another Twins miracle. A little bit of sunshine in the Twin Cities area. Most of the state, though, is on the cloudy side. We have some flurries and some showers. Most of the flurries in northern Minnesota. And it looks like all around the state tonight we'll see some more flurries. Overnight lows will be in the 20s, teens in northern Minnesota. And then tomorrow, just a plain old cold day. A little bit more sunshine, but again, some scattered flurries. Highs in CCO land, mainly in the 20s and the lower 30s. Currently in the Twin Cities area, west winds 15 to 24, humidity 75%, cloudy skies, a few patches of blue skies here and there. The wind chill is 12 above, and it's currently 32 degrees.
Thank you, Mike Lynch. You're listening to continuing coverage of the world champion Minnesota Twins victory parade and salute about to commence in the Metrodome. Let's pause for 2 minutes here on the Twins Radio Network.
It's really different. It's definitely not like anything else.
Okay, you look at the odds, the trainer, the history of the dog. Then you bet on the one with the name of your ex-boyfriend.
If you're looking for a fun way to spend some time with a few friends, look at what's hot at St. Croix Meadows this week. Tuesday is Ladies' Day with specials like free admission, program, tip sheet, and fashion shows. Wednesday night, we're giving away a four-night stay for two to either Walt Disney World or the Cayman Islands, including deluxe hotel accommodations and airfare. And during the Saturday matinee performance, you can get two-for-one specials on hot dogs, Pepsi, nachos, popcorn, and coffee in the grandstand.
Now I know why they call a man's best friend.
Remember, Tuesday is Ladies' Day. Wednesday is our special trip giveaway to either Disney World or the Caymans. And Saturday, get two-for-one specials in the grandstand during the matinee. St. Croix Meadows, Hudson, Wisconsin. You can always bet on your best friend.
Martin Short, Elliot Gould, John Candy, Charles Grodin.
Lots of great names, huh?
Andrea Martin, Delta Burke.
Makes it sound like they're all in a movie together, huh?
Katie Oslin, Roger Daltrey.
They're not.
Sandra Bernhardt and Carol Burnett as herself.
That's right, they're guest stars on
The Carol Burnett Show.
Keep repeating, it's not a movie, it's the all-new
Carol Burnett Show.
Premiering Friday on CBS.
B.B. King, Aaron Neville, Etta James.
We get the picture.
Alka-Seltzer's Laws of Indigestion number 20. A wife is never prepared for what a husband prepares for dinner.
Oh, I know that taste. Is it goulash?
No.
Chowder?
Guess again.
Oh, honey, I give up.
It's bologna.
Bologna?
Sure. Don't tell me you never had bologna stew.
Law number one. The more you suffer from acid indigestion or heartburn with headache, the more you need the fast relief of Alka-Seltzer.
I sliced the bologna myself.
How thoughtful.
Alka-Seltzer. Because there's no law against fast relief. Use only as directed.
Lemon.
Not going anywhere.
Tim Russell and Ted Robinson continuing coverage of the Twins' victory parades and a salute at the Metrodome. And it was a terrific time for all the players in the parades. And Jack Morris winding up at the end of the parade, Ted.
Yeah, that's probably fitting, Tim, because Jack was the guy who carried this team through Game 7, no question about it. And it was fitting that he is the guy that was the last man through. And I'm sure that was probably the toughest. Eric did a nice job talking to the policeman who had the unenviable task of patrolling Jack Morris's pickup.
All right, let's go to Mike Miller, who's been on the go all day long. Michael, where are you?
Well, I am standing just to the entrance of the Metrodome here and back. We're kind of watching some of the players. Why some of the players? We've got a brief. You caught us just at an intermission point as some of the players have walked into the back of the Metrodome. I'll tell you, they certainly look like they enjoyed themselves. I expected them to look extremely cold, but it seems as though they kept pretty warm sitting on those hay bales in the back of the pickups. And that's about it from back here. Jack Morris is now coming up. Jack, Mike Miller with the CCO. You can't hear us, Jack? Jack just got mobbed. I just got bumped out of a crowd that just mobbed Jack Morris. And I'm going to throw it back to you guys. The crowd is just too huge here.
Okay, thank you, Mike Miller. Let's go to Mike Woodley, who is at the Metrodome. We'll get a report on where we sit with the victory salute. Michael?
Well, the clock says 2:08, and the people 2:09, rather, and the people are filling the seats here at the Metrodome, waiting for the team to arrive. As I said earlier, the Vikings cheerleaders, Gopher cheerleaders, Electric Stars are here. You can hear the crowd, and some of the banners hanging here, I think, exemplify the feeling. Thanks for the memories. Herbeck, you're honest to Minnesota, which is a reference to the chant in Atlanta. Cheater, cheater. The chop stopped here, and maybe my favorite, TK and the boys feel our noise. And that's exactly what they'll be feeling moments from now when they arrive here in the Metrodome.
Okay, thank you, Mike Woodley. We'll be back with Mike in continuing coverage. And, Ted, it's been a very exciting day for the team. I wonder how long it'll take for them to come down from this this victory celebration.
You know, I think, again, Timmy, what they all need to do is rest. I think they're going to be looking forward probably to tomorrow, to being able to sleep in and just begin to relax, and it'll take a month, I'm sure, to unwind. But what's going to be nice about the Metrodome here, I mentioned earlier that for the players who were here in 87 and the coaches and the managers, they all remember the Metrodome celebration coming back from Detroit as the most special moment. And that was spontaneous. This, of course, today is not, but I think this will be the next best thing, to finally get that Metrodome filled again for one big celebration.
The difference here is they sold 63,000 tickets at $1 apiece, and there's a new fund that the Twins had organized to help out organizations that deal with families. In particular, it's called the Community Fund, and they should have quite a nice paycheck coming their way toward the end of the year here from this benefit. So we'll be back with the continuing coverage of the Twins' victory parades and the salute at the Metrodome in 2.5 minutes. This is the Minnesota Twins Radio Network.
I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, babe.
The Minnesota Orchestra and the Twin Cities Reader welcome the legendary folk trio Peter, Paul, and Mary back to the Twin Cities on Friday, November 1st. Unassisted by technology or trends, Peter, Paul, and Mary continue to produce meaningful music. The simplicity and clarity of three voices and two acoustic guitars let the beauty and emotion of the music shine on through.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again.
Peter, Paul, and Mary introduced folk music to pop music audiences all over the world. Today, the trio continues to warm the hearts of old fans as well as new ones.
How many times must the cannon...
Don't miss the return of Peter, Paul, and Mary at Northrop Auditorium, Friday, November 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets are available at the Orchestra Hall Ticket Office. To order tickets by phone, call 371-5656.
In 1992, let Holiday Travel fulfill your travel dreams. When you travel, you want safety, value for your dollar, a satisfying vacation. At Holiday, we're celebrating 19 years of escorted motor coach and air tours. Our free catalogs are available right now. Call Holiday Travel in Roseville for your free catalog, 487-3377. It may be the best thing you do for yourself all year. Call free, 1-800-826-2266.
Why is your youth team the best? Let Amoco know in 25 words or less, and your team could be Amoco's Youth Team of the Year. Each week, one team will be selected from all entries received. Weekly winners will receive T-shirts for the team and become eligible for the Amoco Youth Team of the Year grand prize, which includes tickets for your team and coaches to the December 15th Vikings game, plus Youth Team of the Year coaches' plaques. Enter each week, no purchase necessary. Must be 18 or under. For rules and registration forms, stop by your participating Amoco.
Amoco, your
convenient store.